describe that final play and out one thing?
I don't remember much, to be honest. It happened so quick, and oh man, it was an incredible moment. And you know, I just knew, you know, I had a good idea what covers they were running, and I was pre-snap was kind of determined going to Isaiah Zuber, and they kind of jammed him up, so I came off of it, scrambled, looking for a guy, just trying to keep the play alive. And you know, as soon as I was literally just thinking about tucking it and running it, and as soon as I do that, I look up and see number 7 wide open, and just give him a ball to catch, and shoot, I don't know how to describe it really.
How close was Isaiah on that play?
Oh, no. I wasn't surprised at all. Zub's an incredible football player, and he works hard, and you know, he's young, and you know, I'm gonna have a couple years with him, and I can't wait for what's to come. I'm so proud of Isaiah. He deserves that moment, and I'm just so glad that I could present the opportunity for him.
Have you ever had a game like that at the end, you know, the fourth quarter, being able to do what you were able to do?
I'd probably say Texas Tech game. I had a moment like that. And then in high school, had a couple games where it came down to the moment, you know, came down to the wire like that. But throwing a touchdown with no time on the clock, never experienced that ever in my life. But, you know, I wasn't afraid of the moment. I was ready to attack it. And our guys were too. Our O-line, you know, they gave me plenty of time. Our receivers, you know, made plays. And that's what it's all about, man. I'm so proud of our team.
What were the difficulties in the first three quarters offensively?
Yeah, I mean, we just had a tough time, you know, getting stuff going for whatever reason. And you know, we'll look at the film and kind of, you know, look back at that and kind of see what we need to get better at. But, you know, what I'm so proud of this team is, you know, we stuck with it and, you know, things weren't clicking. I mean, we had like 100 yards of total offense going in the fourth quarter or something like that. And we stuck with it, man, and we kept grinding and the opportunity presents itself. I mean, we were ready to go. And I'm just so proud of our guys because, you know, we worked so hard. We put so much time into this preparation and this game of football that, man, it's so nice to have something go our way and see all the hard work pay off. And I'm so proud of our guys. And, you know, they deserve our team, my teammates and our coaches and this football, you know, fan base, you know, they deserve it, man, because they stuck with us through everything.
Were you surprised to see Isaiah Zuber wide open after your scrambling like that?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised because, you know, the game happened so quick and there's so much stuff going on and I'm just looking for a guy, you know, trying to make a play. And I knew that, you know, we didn't have any timeouts, so I couldn't take a sack and whatnot. But, you know, after I scrambled around, I knew that this is my last shot and I was thinking about just running it and tucking it. And, you know, I look up and Isaiah stayed alive for me, stayed open, and, you know, I just put it in there for him.
Skyler, you just said, I was going to ask, on that play, do you have the time to process it? Oh, my gosh, this is the last play now because I've ran around this much. And
Yeah, I mean, I really wasn't – it was kind of just a feel thing. It's the instinct. You know, I knew I had like 10 seconds, and I knew the time was getting cut short. So I knew I needed to make a play, and Isaiah Zuber did a great job of staying with it and finding a way to get open.
Was there ever any thought of throwing it away when your first read wasn't there on that play?
A little bit, but I knew we had success throughout the whole drive of when, you know, if I was scrambling around to have guys open. So I was trying to keep the play alive and, you know, hopefully find somebody, or if not, just scramble.
Coach said that you had practiced for maybe a day this week. How crazy was that? And did it hinder you at all getting into the situation?
Yeah, I mean, not. I practiced, you know, one day. And even that day, I wasn't 100% at all. But, you know, I try to do my best to mentally prepare myself as much as possible, but I definitely was hurting a little bit throughout the game, and it kind of affected me a little bit. But, you know, I stuck with it and knew I needed to come through for my teammates at the end of the game. So, I couldn't think about it and had to come through and make some plays.